Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Sports destination.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
That's where my mom grew up. She went to Gahanna High School. She walked to school every day, and that's...
I bet she knows that Dairy Queen. She probably conceived you in the parking lot.
That's why your middle name is Peanut Buster Parfait.
Yes. Jonathan Peanut Buster Parfait Smith.
At school, they called me Spanish Peanuts.
God, we're stupid.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. Bone?
Hi, man.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready for some wild cards. Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I didn't go to sleep till about 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Got maybe an hour and a half, and then I was so excited to start the day, I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up and ready to go. And now that I'm sitting here with you,
mm-hmm.
my purpose, my destiny has been fulfilled. Because my job today is, if you're excited about the events of last evening, I'm here to keep the party going. And if you're not, I'm here to keep you from jumping off that ledge.
There you go.
So that's what this 3 hours is today. If you think a regular Wild Card Wednesday is nuts, today,
get ready.
We're really going to get nuts.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for some insanity.
D's
should be a lot of fun.
Nuts.
Is that right?
D's nuts.
Sure thing. Would you like me to start you off with a wild card?
Well, let me tell people how to get in touch with us.
That's fine.
You can X us at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. On campus, all the news and notes you need coming up at 448. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. I forgot to call him.
Oh, no.
Teddy. Will you call Rims? I'm sure he's stewing. You didn't call me.
He may be
dead after last night. I have no idea.
You forgot to call him, and then Ted has to go pick up the pieces for you and make it right with
Rimmer.
He
was going to call Ted anyway.
Ted, he hasn't called you. That's interesting.
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
We don't know if he's alive.
All right. Well,
if he's alive, we'll
check on him.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 534. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
All right. This comes from Man's Droopy Sack, who says, my guys, if you were to run for president, what would your main selling point be? For me, I will promise to ban kickoff commercial sequences in football games. Yeah, that's highly annoying, right? Team scores a touchdown, they go to commercial, then they have the kickoff, then they go to another commercial. And then eventually, 17 minutes later, you get to actually see some football from the last football
That's
you
saw. That's tough because there's so many things that annoy me. Big things, little things.
Well, you got to pick something that would get broad consensus.
That's what I'm trying to think. I think my broad consensus would be... See, I don't know.
Okay, let me...
Go.
I'll start off with something right now. You vote for me... There's no such thing as a limited time menu at your fast food places.
Oh, that's good.
If I come in to office, if the fast food place can make a McRib, mandate. I have the people behind me. I would say you have to have that on the menu year round. And for also additional 1A to that addendum of the thing I'm writing, you have to have breakfast. If you serve breakfast, it's available 24/7. or whatever you're open, if you serve breakfast and you're open at 5 p.m. and I want to get breakfast, you're going to fix that for me. Also, if I want dinner at 8 a.m., you're going to make that for me. This is how restaurants should work. Thank you.
All right, I tell you what I would do. I've talked about this before. I've talked about how I think we're too fragmented. All right? We're too fragmented in society. We're too fragmented in medical research. Everybody wants to cure everything, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't want diseases. We don't want people to die. The problem is that we got people working on a bunch of different stuff.
You know, Yes, I know.
You got, you know, breast cancer person over here. You got polio person over here. Are there still polio people?
No, well.
Maybe they'll come back. Anyway, so we've got all sorts of people working on stuff, right?
Yeah.
But if we concentrate on one thing every single year, we could cure it.
One thing. I know you've been a big proponent of that.
Put all the funding into one basket. All the brightest minds are trying to cure one thing. And then every single year we hold a television special where we spin the wheel of diseases. And you got all the people in war rooms. Like all the pancreatic cancer people are over here. And they're like,
This wheel is very loose.
Oh,
that's a loose wheel.
It's like winning the NHL draft lottery.
I guess, but I've always wondered about that theory is what happens if like it takes 20 years and like if you are so close, right, to getting through with, I don't know, melanoma, right? You were like right there. You were about to just, it goes away. We got a lotion. It's never a problem again. But you're still like a year and a half away. And all those researchers are pulled off of that to go work on, it turns out it hit feline cancer.
Well, no, it's there's got to be a limit to what's going to be on the wheel.
I'm just saying, right? By the time you get, they get, and then like 20 years later, we finally get around to melanoma again. And all those people are like, well, he retired. This gal over here was like leading the field. She, you know, I don't know. She likes working on feline cancer now. She doesn't want to do that anymore.
Feline cancer is not going to be on the wheel.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then suddenly it's like, well, we got to start all over.
That would suck though if you're like, you know, because Wheel of Fortune, it sometimes goes slow.
Yeah, and sure.
Oh, it's going to land there. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, leukemia. Come on. Leukemia. We're gonna do it.
So close, leukemia. And it's just right there. And
ow! Yeah. Oh! No! Oh! Bent penis! What? What?
Why?
Bent carrot.
Why did they have bankruptcy on here? Why would they leave it off? Lose a turn? Come back next year? Why?
But really, an event like that too? That's fun for the whole family.
Oh, you know we're watching.
Everybody
that.
Would sit down and across the whole world.
Well, and how about this? You have a year to fix it, or if you get it fixed in a quicker amount of time,
then we spin the wheel.
We spin the wheel, and you get to like load it up with your like. If you're the scientist who fixes, let's say whatever it's melanoma, then if you're like, well, actually, I'm really passionate about Alzheimer's. I know nothing about it, but I have a lot of people in my family who had that. Then you can be like, we're going to put an extra Alzheimer's on the wheel for you. So you get two of them on there.
Oh.
Like, so now it's like motivation to get this cure.
Yes.
See, and then we add in, and then it's like, well, you'll get it for this 1 year. If you guys all figure out Alzheimer's, you know,
it's like deal or no deal. Because sometimes, you know, on deal or no deal, what they would do when they wanted to give away $1 million.
Yes.
They'd have like $10 million cases there.
That's right.
As opposed to one.
Well, yeah, because they really want to give away the $1 million.
Right, and then it's like super. And then the board would come up and people would lose their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's 19 Alzheimer's on here.
Again, this is me not being a scientist. Hi, breaking news, dumb. But if your field is, let's say, you know, human pathology and like the way germs work or something like that, that must interest you to some level, correct? I would think. So if we suddenly move you over to another field, are you as interested?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you like bored out of your mind? Like, oh my God, what are we talking about now? And it's like, well, we're trying to fix this other problem. And they're like, well, sorry, I don't care as much about that.
You're trying to better society. And the faster you fix this problem, the faster we can move on to the thing that you are passionate about.
That's fair. Again, I'm just saying like, I feel like there are people in sports who float, like commentators. You have people who cover the NBA, they do an NBA game, and then they go do an NFL game, and they do college baseball, and they give it the same gusto, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are some people that you hear in broadcast, and you're like, that guy is great on baseball. terrible on whatever else, football or something. And I wonder if scientists are the same way, where it's like some of these guys are like five-tool athletes.
Well, that's
they
fine.
Can do anything you want.
There's going to be enough people to take the lead.
All right.
The people who aren't interested can just fill up the beakers, right, whatever they do.
I actually really want this to happen. I think we should,
If you don't like that, I'll just tell you where the aliens are, if there's any. We'll do a Zoom tour, live Zoom tour inside Area 51. That's my campaign promise to you. You will maybe there's nothing there.
So you're on, yours is Wheel of Fortune for disease.
Yes.
And I'll let you know what's going on with the aliens.
If they're there or not, if we've talked to them, anything.
Mine is fast food will be better. I don't honestly know who wins.
Who would you vote for? I mean, you're the impartial person here. You heard our platforms.
This is our one-person sample size, which is a lot like doing an Iowa poll.
I'm going to cure the world of diseases. Yeah. T-Bone's going to make sure you never run out of the McRib.
Yeah, right.
Which is on the board of things I have to cure. McRib.
No, you don't have to cure that. Well, it cures itself.
Yeah, I think you know where I'm going with this one. I'm there with the common man. We're going to cure a lot of the diseases. Yeah. Do it. Spin it.
Teddy, why are you so selfish?
No bankrupt. No what? Bankrupt.
Come on, ingrown toenail. Come on.
I also would like there to be a puzzle to solve, just on principle, because we're spinning a wheel. You should have to be like, all right, it landed on genital warts. And also, I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yes.
I want to go with an E.
How about this?
There are three E's.
It lands on genital warts. And like the head of the Genital Warts Commission.
Well,
they have to answer a trivia question.
The leader is what I, go ahead.
The head of the Genital Ward, you don't the like
leader
that?
Of, I like leader the, better the, in this context.
The pussy head no, of the Genital leader. Ward Commission.
The leader.
Go with has the leader. To answer a trivia question.
Sure.
If he or she gets it wrong.
Okay.
Then it's. Then we spin that wheel again. I'm sorry, you missed your chance. The answer is Rosa Parks.
This is getting so,
the wheel.
It's getting so complicated where it's like, oh, I'm so glad to be. Yeah, let's go. Let's see if it's me. All right. Come on, genital warts. This wheel takes a really long time. We've actually already cured it. I'm going to leave and go. Here it is. Hey, it landed on genital warts. Yes, I get to cure genital warts now.
No, hold on. You have to answer this trivia question.
Okay.
Who All right. won the 1972 American League pennant?
I'm going to go on principle and say the Oakland Athletics.
Spin the wheel again. Sorry, genital warts. They may have. I don't remember.
Did you see, by the way, have you ever seen, just now I'm on game shows, real quick aside, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Regis?
Yes, I've heard of it.
You're aware. Well, some people didn't watch an old show. Some people hadn't watched it.
Finance.
Right, Regis Philbin. So, you know, they used to do the lifeline, right? Where you could like call a friend and you could reach out if you didn't know the answer. Did you ever see the clip of the guy who won $1 million? He is.
Oh, he called to say, I'm about to win $1 million.
Yes, he's on the last question.
Yes,
and then he calls his dad. He's like, Dad, I don't need your help. I'm just wanting to let you know I'm going to win $1 million.
Bone, that led the news.
It was incredible.
That was the biggest story in the country on that day.
That is what a flex. That guy's now a doctor. Curing genital warts. Let him live.
More Wild Card Wednesday fun. Plus, college football playoff rankings released. Whatever. We'll talk about them. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You can expect some residual traffic due to an earlier accident on northbound 270 on the west outer bell at 161. And we also have an accident to watch out for on eastbound 270's off-ramp to southbound 315 on the north outer bell. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299 and fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray-On Bedliner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
You know what I love about this audience?
What's that,
Mike? Is that there are people convinced.
Convinced.
Convinced that I'm either really, really happy today.
Mm-hmm.
Or like manic.
Oh, yeah.
On the verge of a breakdown.
Yeah.
I got people congratulating me. Mm-hmm. I got people saying, hang in there, buddy. You have no idea.
No, you don't.
What's going on. And I like it that way. I like it when I can get emails during the show, the same show, talking about the same topic from two different people that say, hey, commie,
mm-hmm.
go back to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Or, you blib idiot. I can't say that word, but you know what I mean. Hey, they're right. My ass.
Yeah.
Bah!
Right.
I like it. That means I'm doing my job. I want to get as many people in the pool as I possibly can. And then once I get you here, I want to scream in your face. There's going to be a lot of yelling today.
And I like the fact that you know exactly where I stand. So I like that. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't have to cover up those tattoos anymore.
No, you're right. Hey, there they are.
Aryan Nation, there's Bone.
That's right. That's right. That's what the tattoos are, Mike. It's a butterfly.
You know what? Today's a fun day.
It's a butterfly and some flowers and a knife.
I may show off my tats today, too.
Oh, look at you.
I may show them off today.
Show off your tats here today.
Hey, Timmy, show off your tramp stamp you got there, Timmy.
I'd like to get one. That's on my list for 2025.
Timmy, when are you getting a tattoo?
I want to get one.
All right.
I think I want to get one on my lower arms, too, so I can't even, t-shirts don't cover them up. Like, I want to be like you, Bone.
You know what you need to do is get a job killer right on the old manos.
You know
right
what
on
I want,
the hands.
You know what I want Let's my go. Tattoo to say?
Oh, look at you breaking out. He's taking his shirt off.
Whoa.
He's breaking out.
Yes.
Has anybody ever actually seen your tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, I got my little small one here.
You got your small one up there.
Small one here.
Oh, my God. You've got those?
But then.
You've got those. And then he's got this. Look at the tattoos. Yeah.
God.
It's Tattoo Wednesday.
Timmy.
Tattoo Wednesday.
You take off your clothes, too, Timmy.
Come on, Timmy. Everybody's taking off. What is going on?
Look at those lines when you flex.
Look at us.
Somebody's been on the bench.
You're fired.
Okay. I guess so.
Wow.
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 I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I got to take a break.
We got to, you know what?
Be worky?
We're going to go, they're going to have you and I on the cover of Inked Magazine, just sitting there with all our tattoos out. Yeah.
Is that Zac Efron in there? I can't see too good.
Oh, look at that. That's high praise.
Hugh Jackman? Zac Efron?
Is that Bill Shakespeare?
Mike Riccardotti.
If Tim calls you Zac Efron, then that tells me one of two things. Tim is very fond of you, or those glasses need an upgrade.
Mm, well, we know
I
that.
I just got them upgraded.
Well, you need to go back. Call up Lens Crafters and say, you got to craft them better.
Lens Crafters. No lie. I did not know that these frames were green when I picked them. I thought they were dark gray. And then when the lenses were in them and I looked at myself in the mirror, I said, oh my God. These are green glasses.
Did you take your old glasses off when you picked these? So you were just couldn't see anything? You're just like, I don't know. Surprise me, Doc. And they just gave you
those
some
are
frames.
Ladies' glasses.
It's fine.
Hello there, madam.
May I have another one of those,
it's
madam?
Fine. It's
well, the thing
fine.
Is, when you're looking at the glasses, the lighting is different in those places. And so then you're looking at them with, yes, my prescription glasses on so I can tell what they look like. But then when I throw them on my face and look in the mirrors there, I obviously don't have prescription glasses on. You know how blind I am. So it's basically a blind man looking in a mirror trying to decide if I look right in these glasses
or
not.
Take your wife with you. She'll tell you what's good.
My wife, she doesn't go places
Although,
with me.
I will say, that's the part, I draw the line there. Because I have been so many times in a department store looking for clothes, and I will see an elderly, usually, it's some, I don't want to say elderly, but it's a man who's been married, it appears, for a very long time. You know, someone who's been in the game for a while.
Right.
And the wife will be there with him. And the guy will just be like, and he'll come out of the dressing room and the wife will be like, no, those are gross. And I'm like, bah. And then he goes back in 5 minutes later, comes
how,
back out.
How ridiculous
like,
is that?
You're
too.
A grown man.
How ridiculous
Pick your own
is
clothes.
That?
There, why are you dragging her over
no,
there?
No, there is
at?
A time. No. I think she's dragging him. There is a time where I think certain men just give up. Either it's been beaten out of them or they just don't care anymore. I was over at my parents' house for dinner.
Yeah.
And they invited some of their neighbor friends.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? They're, you know, right. all people in their 70s.
Yeah.
Early 70s, late 70s. They cover the gamut. Anyway. So my father's cooking up steaks on the grill. He says to one of the other dudes that's there, hey, Frank, whatever your name is, how do you like your steak? Frank then looks at his wife and says, how do I like my steak? And I'm thinking to myself, what type of, you've lost all your will.
I don't understand that.
You've lost your will to live. You have to look over at somebody else and say, how do I like my meat? You're a 75-year-old man. Get it however you want to get it.
Right.
This is a guy that doesn't have dementia yet.
No,
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the guy who's just decided like, I don't want to.
I can't think for myself.
He's like, I'm done thinking. I'm done. You tell me where to go, what to do. I don't want to think. I want to sit in this chair until you tell me it's time to leave. Like that, I do not ever want to be.
That's not a healthy relationship.
I would think not. No,
I would think the wife wouldn't want to be in a relationship
picks
like that.
Everything does no. everything, handles things for you. You got to step up. It's got to be both ways.
That just seems to me to be a little bit odd. That's not a goal that I have for me and my wife as a couple. I don't hope that we're both just sitting around going like, well, it's time to go to the store.
Well, don't worry.
Giant baby.
You won't make
get
it.
Get over here. I know.
You're checking out by 50.
Oh, don't worry.
College football playoff rankings last night. So here's how it goes. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, actually Gonzaga 3.
That's right.
Georgia/Gonzaga 3, Miami 4, Texas 5, Penn State 6, Tennessee 7, Indiana 8, BYU 9, Notre Dame 10. Now, when last we left you yesterday, we were confused because we thought that you couldn't have two Big Ten teams in the top four.
Right.
But then we saw this come out. And we're like, oh, maybe you can. No, you can't. See, then they gave a little fake bracket as if, you know, the season ended today. They have Ohio State ranked fifth, playing a first-round home game against Boise State. What they've decided to do is continue to rank the top 25 like they have every single year. But that isn't the way the bracket would ultimately work out.
Right. Yeah, I don't particularly understand the logic there. I guess maybe the idea is that they just want to tell you who they think is the best, and then they'll say, well, if these teams win their conferences, then this is where they would finish. But, you know, their rankings, yet again, it's 1 week in, and there's already like a giant controversy to this in my mind.
What is it? We'll take a break and then tell me about it.
Oh.
Take a break.
All right. There's a
we'll
giant
talk about the controversy, and I'll show you my bottom half tattoos coming up next.
Oh, are you going to show them the Prince Albert, too?
You got it.
There we go.
Snuffleupagus. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for some slowdown due to an accident if you're on East Broad Street at Drexel Avenue. And we also have some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
12 Card Wednesday. Please do tweet us.
At Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. My goal is to make today's show extra crazy. Whether you're in a good mood or a really bad mood today, we are here to be your distraction from everything else. So strap yourself in. Or strap it on. Whatever you do.
Say, strap it on. The top 25 came out. The college football playoff rankings, first ones came out yesterday, and I said before the break that there was one egregious decision that, of course, the college football playoff committee has no defense for, and yet they did it anyway.
What?
Explain to me how an undefeated Indiana team is below. I get there are going to be some one-loss teams like the Buckeyes that are ahead of them. Okay. Ohio State's one loss was to Oregon, who is at number one. That's fine. But Indiana is below Penn State. Penn State is sixth, Indiana's eighth.
Bone, I can't explain it to you other than they have Indiana on the side of their helmets.
Well, right.
I mean, that's what it is.
Let me give you the record by, again, or not the record, but like, here are the opponents that Indiana's played. They played FIU, Western Illinois, at UCLA, keep that one in mind, Charlotte, Maryland, at Northwestern, Nebraska, Nebraska, Washington, and Michigan State. Penn State, who is ahead of them, has played at West Virginia, Bowling Green, Kent State, at the time, number 19, Illinois, they are now a three-loss football team, UCLA, USC, Wisconsin, and, of course, the loss to Ohio State. So you could argue that's a slightly better schedule, but they have a loss on it. What I would ask you is you have a common opponent you could look at if you wanted to try to get a little better sense of these two teams. Indiana played UCLA on the road and beat them like 42-7 or something like that. What was it? 42-13. Penn State hosted UCLA and beat them 27-11. Does that mean anything? I don't know. But if I'm on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, that's all the justification I would need to say Indiana's above Penn State.
You're trying to use logic. I mean, the real logic is these are two teams in the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're talking like a Big 12 school against a Big 10 school.
Right.
These are two teams in the same conference that have many of the same opponents.
Yeah.
Many common opponents on their schedule that they've already played. One has lost a game, the other one hasn't. I'm not here to say that when the season's over, Indiana should get an automatic top spot in the top four. I have no idea. They can go out and lose to us by 50. I don't know. But right now, they're not number eight. Sorry.
Well, I don't understand it. That to me makes no sense. And if you want to say they haven't played anybody, fine, but we have seen SEC schools, Big Ten schools, Power Five schools, now Power Four schools before in years past that were in the top four simply because they were undefeated and you knew who they were. Like they hadn't played anybody, but they were undefeated, baby, so we got to put them in. And I think that's stupid. With Indiana, they should be higher than Penn State, who has a loss at home to a very good Ohio State team. Could be the best team in the country. We hope so as Buckeye fans, but Indiana has no losses. If you want to put Indiana over both Ohio State and Penn State, I would say, well, if your logic is they haven't lost yet and they're in the Big Ten, all right. You'll easily settle that when they play Ohio State in a few weeks.
But you know what? If I'm, what's his name? And that's the name of the show.
What's his name?
Who's the Indiana coach? What's his name?
Oh, Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah. What I do is I take, I'm sure he is, because you know, even teams like Georgia and the LA Dodgers want to try and convince you that they're the underdogs and nobody's rooting for them. You almost like this. You like the fact that you're number eight. You like the fact that you can just pin this on the bulletin board and say, hey, you haven't lost a game yet, but these teams that have already lost are better than you, just so you know.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And he was talking, I guess, to Pat McAfee today, and he said, we're not focused on that. We're not paying attention to that. I guarantee you that's a lie.
Of course they're focused on it.
I guarantee you they know about it, and they have put it up in places that those guys will see.
And they should be focused on it because, look, their job, coaches' jobs, are to play mind games sometimes with the players. To get them in the right headspace to go out there and want to kill people on Saturday. That's their job.
That's right. So,
all right, give me some wild cards.
Let's go. I have got, they just went away, so let me bring it back. This one is Urban's Little Meyer says, my guys, what's a food nightmare situation you've had? And then he gives an example. I once made a PB&J and noticed a crumbly sensation when I bit into the sandwich. So I looked at the bread, but didn't notice anything. So I ate the rest. When I went to put the bread away, I noticed flesh-colored tiny organisms crawling inside of the bread bag.
Oh, no.
So the crumbly that he saw was not crumbly. It was insects. He ate the whole sandwich with pieces of infested bread.
That's disgusting.
That's pretty good.
When I was a teenager, this is my punishment. This is my punishment for ordering a salad at Wendy's. But at the time, I enjoyed the taco salad.
Okay.
That they had at Wendy's.
Sure.
So I ordered one, and I accidentally ate a beetle.
Hmm.
There was a beetle in my salad.
Disgusting.
And I ate it. It didn't taste right. I spit it out, and I saw the beetle still kind of moving around. I stayed away from the Wendy's salads thereafter.
Yeah.
Also, my wife found a pube in her Red Robin salad.
Oh,
and I said, that's what you get for ordering a salad at Red Robin.
Ooh, Red Robin.
Yeah.
Yum. Yum. Speaking of insects, my dad, we were at the dinner at the Golden Corral. He had a giant roach crawl out of his salad.
Oh, no. Man, these animals, these little insects really like the salads,
it's,
huh?
It's vegetables. That's where they live. That's what they eat.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, that's
gross. It's disgusting, but, you know, what are you going
to
do?
I've never had any of these that you're talking about at a fast food place. And the only thing I can think of closest to the bread situation, like I've pulled out a piece of bread and thought, how old is this bag? And I'll look at the bread I have in my hand and it's fine. And then I'll like scan the bag and go, up, oh, there we go. There's some little mold growing on or whatever.
I drank milk with chunks in it once.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There was a year that we did our Wildwood Beach Week and we had this crappy Toyota Tercel. My sister, we joked about it. My sister got that car to take to college. That thing sucked. It had bicycle tires on it. Well, that one stayed back. And we had hit a grocery store on the Friday before, and a jug of milk was purchased. When we got back from the beach week in the dead of summer, realized that the milk was left in the trunk of the Tercel, and it had exploded.
Oh,
and seeped into the cheap carpet in the Tercel trunk.
Oh, no.
And it was almost like the episode of Seinfeld where if we had the money, you would have just driven that car to somebody and dangled the keys and said, here you go.
Yeah.
Because it never was defunkified.
No, you have to light that thing on fire and just say, that's over. That's done. Total loss. We're all past that.
That's disgusting. I mean, I've accidentally eaten raw chicken. I've done that.
You have? How'd you accidentally eat it?
At a restaurant. Not
cooking it? Oh, well, okay. So it wasn't like you forgot and were just like, oh, it's pink chicken. Yeah, like
no.
You thought you were getting a fully cooked piece of chicken. Yeah, you bit into it and it wasn't.
It was actually in a chicken egg roll.
Oh.
I bit into the egg roll because the outside's fried.
How would you even
the inside was just gooey, raw chicken. And I usually don't say anything.
Well, I think you got to speak up there. I did see,
you know, I just want to let you know that I showed him, I said, this raw chicken in here. And says, we'll take it off your bill. I said, well, okay, thanks. Also, if I die later.
What happens then?
Should I call you or what?
Yeah.
When I'm on the toilet throwing up my insides.
I'm with you. It takes a lot to speak up about something at a restaurant.
Not my wife, these days. Though.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. See, I'm the type of guy that's like, okay, it was bad. They're rude. Whatever. We won't come back.
Exactly.
We just speak with our wallet and we don't come back. See, my wife is like, I'm going to tell them that table's dirty. If they cared, they would have cleaned it before we came. Right. They don't care.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
There's a nationwide decline at certain chain restaurants of where customer service is not all that it used to be, which is why we find those places that we do enjoy that have that, and we keep going back there.
And you tip well.
I think the people at Culver's are amazing.
Amazing.
I think for fast food joint.
The Culver's people do a very good job of keeping the dining room clean.
And they're polite at the desk.
But it's a good combination
of
polite and not children of the corn.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because sometimes you could be too polite.
That's right.
I will say, though, I have had my issues at Culver's. I've had multiple issues at Culver's where I have been like, we want ice cream. And then they're like, oh, we didn't get it. And I'm like, okay, well, we want chocolate ice cream with sprinkles. And then, like, they're like, we'll bring it out to you. And then it's like a puddle of vanilla ice cream. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
There's something about the over politeness. We just went to the Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago and there was an ice cream joint in the village there. And this place was vacant. There was nothing going around that day. Place was completely empty. It was called like Smoosh or something. It was a
Smoosh.
It was an ice cream sandwich joint. And the one woman in there was just so weird. She's like, wow, like you can order this one. And then there's a Tutti Frutti flavor. And then you
probably
all can
seen
have
a customer in 3 hours. She was happy to see you.
She was like robotically nice.
I'd rather.
It was off-putting. I gotta be honest, we hated it.
I'd rather have rude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I'd rather have rude too.
Like, if it came
down to being nice to me.
I'd rather have rude but efficient.
Let me tell you right now, if it's Chick-fil-A nice or like Popeyes, we're not even sure if this restaurant's open. I'm picking Popeyes. Like
Well, Popeyes is going to give you the wrong food, though.
Well, but they might work out in my favor, but wow. I won't have to hear it's my pleasure like 8,000 times.
All right. Scary situation last night. We'll talk about it coming up next. Not the election, other things. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slow traffic if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. And we also have a couple minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Tough roads demand tougher protection. Shield your vehicle's underside with genuine Z-Bart undercoating from $299 and fortify your truck bed against scratches, impacts, and dents with Rhino Lining Spray-On Bed Liner starting at $499. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy.
Come on.
Teddy.
Give the people something.
No. This ain't one of them. This ain't one of them.
No, not happening.
I took off my shirt and flexed for you. That's gotta be one of them, right, Bone? I mean,
Maybe it's not one of them. Maybe it's got potential.
I think it's got a little life to it, but we're 50 minutes in. There's no way to know if it's one of them. I don't know if it would say it's definitely not. I'd say it's
not one of them.
Just wait and see.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Get in touch with us. Fish has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. You ready for this?
Let's go.
All right. Morning Juice airs from 6 to 9 right here on The Fan. Bobby Carpenter, Brandon Beam, and Shark. And Craig Krenzel tomorrow morning at 8:33. Our guy.
Cowboy Craig.
That's right. Bishop and Friends, Dom Tiberi is hosting with Bo tomorrow. The entire show.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Feinbaum will be on with them. The Pied Piper of the Hillbillies coming up at 10:33 tomorrow. And on Rothman and Ice at 2:33 tomorrow, it's Gold Jacket Thursday with Rod. It says Rob Woodson, but I'm guessing it's Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson.
Yeah, Rod Woodson, Hall of Fame defensive back. Last week, I think, was Kellen Winslow Sr., Junior was unavailable.
So it was definitely senior.
Prison.
I can confirm it was senior.
Yeah,
that's right.
Scary situation last night. Blues forward Dylan Holloway left last night's game against Tampa Bay Lightning, departed the rink on a stretcher after being struck by a puck late in the first period. He was hit in the neck.
Oh.
With 2:37 remaining in the period, proceeded to finish his shift.
Oh, my God.
Skated to the bench under his own power. And then sort of like went down and his teammates started calling for assistance and the medics were there and they took him away and he was raising his right arm as he was carted off. And I guess he's all right. But
yeah, they said he was back at practice today and he avoided serious injury. But that's you think you've heard about or seen or whatever, every like hockey injury that they've had. I mean, and then you find out getting hit in the neck by a puck. And I don't even know what would cause you to do that other than just you're stunned. And then you know, I don't know if maybe he had a little, who knows? Like, I don't know what that does to you. I know if you get hit in the chest, right, in the right spot, takes your breath away.
Well,
I think getting hit in the Adam's apple or something would probably have a similar effect.
The Jackets played in that game where what's his name day.
Yeah.
His heart stopped. He went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, the guy from the Dallas Stars, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm blanking on his name, too. I know who you're talking about.
They canceled the rest of the game.
Yeah.
As they should.
Collapsed on the ice. You would do that. Yeah, but those are scary situations, right? Just terrible. So I'm glad he's all right. I'm glad that... Let's hope that never happens again. That's a terrible injury.
All right, it's Wild Card Wednesday. What do we got?
Hubert says, my guys. Cars, this is a wild card question. Cars are now illegal in this, you know, hypothetical theory. But luckily, the government will train any animal you want to ride around on. Doesn't need to be trainable because they have the brain technology. I like how he says the brain technology. What animal do you choose to ride on your commute? Also, horses are illegal. Hashtag rah, rah, rah.
No horses.
So you have to pick an animal that can obviously hold your body weight. You have to pick an animal that would be comfortable and efficient enough to get you to work at a reasonable amount of time.
Right, relatively fast. Now, the animal won't, like, turn and eat you, right?
It says you have brain technology. The animal doesn't have to be trainable. So, yes, you can train it to just do what you, with the brain technology, it will be nice to you.
I assume an elephant's pretty slow.
Yeah. I mean, they're...
But they got long strides.
Yeah, but I don't think... I mean, I think... It's going to take you a solid hour or two to get to work, you know?
They catch up on a podcast. Maybe a little talk to a... What's the matter?
Hawk to a girl's top five podcast.
Right. That's what I heard. She's had a lot of success.
She's up there.
All you got to do is get caught on camera talking about how you... And then you get your own podcast worth millions of dollars.
If only they had a word for that little sound effect you made. Oh, they do. Hawk to a.
Hawk to a.
That's what they did.
That's right.
You know what? I wish there was a bird big enough, because that would be my answer, but there isn't. I mean, the biggest bird we've got, I think, is like a condor or something, and even though that's a giant
bird. What about an ostrich?
Well, now that's an... I would not be able to ride an ostrich, but a human, maybe. If you could tame it, the question would be, you'd have to find a way to get a saddle on that thing, because you can't hold onto its neck, because it would just choke and die. That would be...
What about former Notre Dame quarterback Jimmy Clausen, who looks like an ostrich? Like, what about that?
He really does. I think I'm going to have to pick. You know what I would do? I'm going to go with a rhinoceros.
A rhino.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mean, it's not fast, but it's certainly big enough to hold me.
Them gallop.
They can gallop.
They can gallop.
And they're, I mean, it would probably be a little slower than a horse, I would guess. And then it's just about, you got to have enough food for that guy or gal.
All right, you know what I'm going with?
Yeah.
A brown bear.
Like a grizzly. Have to be a big grizzly.
Yeah, a big brown brown bear is the biggest bear, right?
Grizzly.
They're no, the same. There's grizzly bear and then there's brown bear.
I thought they were the same thing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're two different bears.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
They're two different bears. Teddy, is a grizzly a brown or is a brown own thing?
I thought they were the same.
I could be wrong. You think what? You think so what?
I just think so.
Good answer, idiot. Ted. Good answer. Good answer.
Fat Boy Food Tap! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on eastbound 270's off-ramp to southbound 315 on the north outer belt. And things are slow on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. Okay, Donato's pepperoni lovers, it's time to pick your pep deal. Now get $5 off a large hot honey pepperoni pizza or get $5 off a large pep 150 when you use promo code PEP. Order today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
I just want to point out, Common Man is sitting next to me. And as we're in the commercial break, he's like, oh,
I'm hot. It's too hot in here.
So hot. Now, Ted, you'll notice that he has a sweatshirt on over a t-shirt.
It's lightweight. Yeah, he took it off earlier.
Yeah, he had the t-shirt on only. He put the sweatshirt back on. So if you were warm, you could maybe take that back off. The other thing is, what did you spend the last 5 minutes doing
playing
during the
pong
commercial
with
break?
Timmy? And Timmy's in a zone today, man. He's hitting everything back. He's running all over the place. He's running me ragged.
What I'm saying is perhaps you, you're warm because you're wearing a sweatshirt
and
you're moving around.
The t-shirt is an undershirt. It's not made just to be gawked at. It's tight. You can see my man boobs.
Okay. I got news for you. You can see mine pretty much every day because I'm fat. So get over it. I'm just saying, if you're hot, you're hot. Cool off.
You fan me.
No, when you're not, you're not.
When you're not, you're not. That's right. And by the way, for what it's worth,
yeah,
you're hot. Just don't play ping pong if you're getting hot. No, take a couple breaks. Don't play.
That's my exercise for the day. Oh, how you doing over there, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike. Yeah, you get your whole sweatsuit out. I mean, not sweatsuit. So you got sweatpants and you got a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, it's
like you're in training.
I went to sleep at 4:30 a.m. outfit today.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Up watching a late Jackets game.
I watched some Jackets.
How about that?
Then I watched election stuff.
They lost 2-1.
BBC?
I flipped around. A lot of BBC, a lot of that. And I did the other cable news talking head channels just to see some perspective and scream at things.
I see.
I like to do that. I like to get angry.
I understand. I do the same thing. By the way, that's why a lot of people watch a lot of those shows.
Right.
If you're not aware, that's a thing that sells.
Well, here's the thing. Usually I stay away from that type of stuff. But for some reason on election night, I feel like it's my civic duty to sit there and consume it all, whether I'm having a good time or a bad time.
I would also like to point out that I really don't enjoy math, but I too was watching a lot of this election coverage, and it dawned on me last night as I'm watching it, I'm saying, I don't like math. I would never say I love to hear stats and numbers, and yet here I am basically listening for 8 hours as someone just talks about math. Because all it was like, well, this precinct, they got 13% of the vote in, and so-and-so's got this lead, but then they're only up by this percentage point. It should be by this percentage point. And if you look last year, or 4 years ago, this is what the percentage was. Blah, blah, blah. It's nonstop statistics and numbers. And usually, if I were in school, that would have made me just fall asleep. But last night, I'm just getting a popcorn out. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. Tell me, Kornacki, what's going on? Like, I'm getting all the numbers, and I'm just like, it's overwhelming me. Also,
you know, I forget every single 4 years, too.
What's that?
That Nebraska, not yet.
Nebraska. With Omaha?
No. Yes, Omaha. Splits its electoral college thing, where Omaha gets his own electoral college vote.
Yes, one of the votes goes to, like, the outer region of Omaha, and the other vote goes to Peyton Manning's forehead.
I see.
And that's where...
I really like it, T-Bone.
Omaha!
Hey, T-Bone.
Yeah.
I'm going to host the Country Music Awards this year.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
You like it? I sound like I have a permanent sinus
Listen,
infection.
Listen, I don't know if you're aware of this. It doesn't matter what you sound like when you do broadcasting. What matters is, did you play in the NFL and were you good at throwing a football? If you were Tom Brady, then who cares if you're actually any good at your job?
Tom's getting a little bit better, though.
Okay.
A little better. He's working on his voice cadence. That first week, he sounded like the annoying kid on Polar Express.
I really think they're going to throw a screen pass here. What do you think?
One thing that could have made it worse is if he had the full-on Boston accent, like, Jen!
No, I actually like that.
Hey, these guys got to go harder.
They got to park the bus in front of that goal line,
faster!
Jen.
I'd like to have Mark Wahlberg from The Departed. Calling games.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that does his job. Who are you?
You couldn't date a woman with the dirty talking.
Oh, no.
Boston,
heavy Boston accent?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they used to do. That was like Rachel Dratch on SNL, right? Her and
Dratch.
Jimmy Fallon used to do the whole, like, get over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me so hot. And it's just like, yeah.
I forgot about that bit.
That's what's happening in Boston? Everybody just sounds like that?
Yeah, but they don't know it.
No, you're right.
Because they all just sound normal to each other.
That is the thing that's going on in Boston.
I know.
They do.
But they don't realize that it's like...
It's all the words that end in ER.
Yeah. I just didn't know if they ever...
Teddy knows exactly what's in my head, too. You bastard. You know exactly what I want to say.
Common Man and T-Bone? Is that right? Go on.
Valerie!
it!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it?
Tip! Tip! Tip!
This is dumb. I quit.
All right, there is a donut place that I've never heard of before. It sounds like one of those, like, we're only open on Saturdays type of places.
Okay.
It is called Rose Dough Donuts.
Rose Dough Donuts.
Rose Dough Donuts. It's okay. At 1400 Dublin Road in Columbus. They have a new donut, according to owner Katie Passo. And it is called the Spicy Maple Pickle Donut.
All right.
This apparently is a new thing, because Cheryl's Cookies had a pickle-flavored cookie. Look, yeah. I like pickles as much as the next guy, but apparently I don't, because there are some of you who love pickles so much you even need them in your desserts. So here's what Katie said. One morning, I ate some dry maple cereal in a bowl, and later that day, I put some spicy pickle potato chips in the same bowl. I could still taste some of the maple with the spicy pickle, and I really liked it. Think about bread and butter pickles, the sweet and savory, the sweet and spicy. All right, two thoughts. First of all, learn how to wash your damn bowl. Second thought, bread and butter pickle,
bread and butter pickles
taste like hole of butt.
Oh, you're not a big fan of bread and butter pickles?
No, get out of here. It's a dill pickle or nothing. Give me a sweet gherkin, too. I'll throw that right in your face.
So you're not a sweet pickle fan. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't like any of that crap.
Yeah, I mean, you know my stance on pickles. I wouldn't really give this a try, but I would go try Rose Dough Donuts. They're right down the road from us.
When's their hours?
It says opens. Oh. I don't know if this is accurate. Please don't get on to me. If you're someone who's working with this business, please don't yell at me. It says here, Saturday, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. There's no way that's accurate.
This is a pre-order only.
Yeah,
I see. This is someone's hobby. You place your order. This woman probably has a regular job.
All right, God bless, that's fine.
You know what? Then, clearly not really good washing a bowl, but I'm sure she's very clean in her kitchen while she makes these pickled donuts.
You never want to get a little of the residue from the previous thing you ate? Just try it out, see what happens? Were you that kid that wouldn't let the mashed potatoes touch the vegetables on your plate?
No, because that's all the same meal. That's fine.
It's not like the cast iron skillet where you let things season in the skillet, and then put a little oil in there.
A little oil.
For the next cook.
A little oil.
Yeah.
The donut is a cruller topped with maple syrup glaze and dill pickle and red pepper seasoned sugar.
Oh, that's okay.
So.
I mean, I don't want the dill part of that, but I would try the red pepper seasoned sugar on that and the honey.
Yeah.
Or the maple. Absolutely.
Yeah, everything but the pickle flavor.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rose Dough Donuts, if you've had them, if you've pre-ordered and tried them,
Please let us know.
Maybe not necessarily this flavor,
but you know what?
It sounds like she has a new flavor every single week.
What's stopping you from trying it yourself and finding out if it's any good? So why don't you go out and be adventurous? Go check it out.
Guys, I have a Halloween candy one for both of you. Okay. I was in the Myers the other day.
The Myers.
Throw the S on there for the boat.
The Myers.
Man.
Yeah.
Myers and Jewelers. I found Paydays covered with chocolate.
I have a problem with this.
Okay, but hold on. I knew this was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't belong.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. It's delicious.
No, that doesn't belong.
Oh, my God.
The whole point of Payday is that it's nude. It's stripped down to its essence.
Well, let's put a robe on it.
It's like listening to MTV Unplugged and Slash comes in with a guitar solo
it's
on an electric. It doesn't belong.
Oh, my God. This is a dumb. Listen to me. Listen to me.
We're adding a great thing to a good candy bar.
No, it's unnecessary. Self-edit.
Today. No, self-edit. You can shut the hell up. Because today, Fish brought in something delicious. I like smart food popcorn.
Right.
It's good.
Right.
It's white cheddar. That's the only flavor I ever thought they made.
Or plain, right? Which sucks.
Yeah, I never had the plane. Go to hell with that.
What kind of psychopath eats a plane?
But
my wife will try to buy it every now and then. This will be our healthy snack.
No.
Just give me the white cheddar and move on with your day.
Well, Fish brought in a smart food popcorn with Doritos nacho cheese dust on it.
Phenomenal.
Made by the Doritos people. And it was great. It was awesome.
Oh, and I'm not saying it was not a marketplace for that.
Wonderful addition.
I'm saying if you want your payday, you can have it. They're not getting rid of them. They're just saying.
How do you know?
They're not.
They may.
No, they're not.
No, they won't. It's a famous, it's a world famous candy.
Yeah.
It's got its place. But anyway.
But over here, if they were like, hey, would you like to dip?
What about it?
Gone. Dip it in chocolate. No, it's not.
Whatchamacallit's gone.
They're back, baby. They've been there.
Okay, see, I can dance with you on a Whatchamacallit. I have another one. So when I ate this payday, it got me thinking, where the hell is one of my favorite candy bars of all time? I actually did my top five Halloween candy and my top five underrated candy, and I omitted this one. I had to go back and retract it because I left out Reese's Nutrageous.
Nutrageous is
the
delicious.
The old bright red wrapper.
But I haven't seen them in a while.
Where are they? I looked them up on the internet. They still exist. I can get a box of an 18 count on Amazon, which I just purchased. I'm putting into the cart right now. $21, so I'll bring you a Nutrageous. They're an orange wrapper now, but I mean, the only thing that would have made that chocolate-covered payday better is if it were a Reese's Nutrageous bar. And imagine this, too. What if our favorite, the salted nut roll, did an addition that was covered with milk chocolate? How good would that be?
Oh, that would be delicious.
Because that one has the white cream
inside. It does.
Inside,
has the creamy center.
Not the caramel, which is the payday.
Yeah, let me tell you right now.
Oh.
The chocolate-covered versions of that. I mean, again, Oreos are delicious, Mike. Are they not? By themselves, they're great. What did I just tell you the other day? It's one of the best things. And you agreed with me.
I do agree with you.
That a white chocolate Oreo is divine. It may be better than an original Oreo. It's so good.
What about a chocolate-covered Oreo with a peanut butter filling?
As long as they don't take the original payday away.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not going to take it away.
Sometimes I get nervous, Bone. I get nervous because society changes. All right?
I understand.
Sometimes you can have something, the next day it's gone.
Like the Butterfinger.
They changed the formula on that, too. You're right. Now it tastes like cat piss.
It does. I don't know about that.
No, I can't eat it. You know, more candy bar conversation and Wild Card Wednesday next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. And we also have slow traffic on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lessig. The Ohio Laborers Union. They're more than just hard hats and tools. They're the backbone of Ohio's infrastructure. Constructing vital projects that shape your communities, from iconic bridges spanning rivers to underground tunnels, they build connections that stand the test of time. Build Ohio right. Build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, I know you have, girls in the house that are old enough to have phones and tablets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? And they text their friends and have their number.
Absolutely.
Samantha doesn't have anything like that. No phone, no tablet, nothing like that. But her 9-year-old cousin has a tab. Mm-hmm. Where she's able to text with just, you know, approved family members.
Sure.
We're going up there on Saturday for a little visit. They're being Akron.
Okay.
And I've been getting like this countdown from my niece.
Mm-hmm.
See you in 4 days. See you in 3 days.
Sure. And I just got one and I thought it was the cutest thing in the world. I just thought I'd share it with you.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's,
you get nice texts from your daughter? Oh, yeah. Do they ignore you completely?
No, we get texts. We are texting back and forth. There are, you know, different things that we usually get into. A lot of times it's, Dad, can I get more screen time? And then the answer is no.
That's the good stuff.
Right. It's like, no, we can't do that. There's a reason we have a limit on screen time. You are surpassing the limit on screen time, so that's done. But there are times where it's like, you know, what are we doing this weekend? Can we go do this? Like, it's a lot more effective for like planning when everyone's out and about.
What about just like a little heart emoji? Do you get those?
Oh yeah, we get those.
Okay, good.
And my oldest, she's done the thing. My wife and I have had this relationship for a while, and now my oldest daughter is doing this where she will send me like videos from YouTube that she is like,
this is funny, you should watch it.
Yes.
And that's like, my wife and I send each other that stuff all the time. Like, this is funny, you should watch it.
Right.
We sit on the
couch and send Instagram reels back
to each other. Yes.
Well, now do you send Jack the same Instagram reels you send me?
Well, God, no. What are you, crazy? You out of your damn mind?
He's a growing boy. He's curious.
He's a good, clean
boy. Let the boy see the girl on the trampoline.
Let the boy watch.
You were talking about this, and my text exchanges with Jack has only recently started to ramp up. He hasn't had the cell phone for very long. He's got some buddies that have just gotten their cell phones. He's 13, just for reference. Like, every parent I know has to make that
choice.
He's
got the 13-year-old hair, too.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's some sort of handbook.
Oh, my God.
The helmet that they grow.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on,
but
they love it.
These kids today and their hair.
He's got great hair, but he chooses to have it be frizzy and puffed up in the front like that without the perm thing going on. But so we will text each other about football. So it's not like as lovey-dovey as maybe, you know, some text exchanges are. I tell him that is stuff every now and then. And I yelled at him. I just said, Patriots. He was actually upstairs playing in the room on the gaming machine with friends. I just said, Patriots, Drake May. He had that pass. He says, I just saw it. Crazy. And then later that night, I sent him a video. There's this dude that sings songs about the Indianapolis Colts that we've been watching. I don't know if you guys have seen this dude. He does like a preview song every week, and he gets on there and he goes, this is our team, this is our town, we love them. It's the most idiotic thing you've ever seen, but the Colts eat it up. I sent him that. He texted me back, his hand movements make me hurt inside. And I just said, we love them. So we just inside joke with each other.
Let me tell you what I would
do. That's good. That's
great. I think this would be effective parenting. I got another bus stop kid. His name is Pranav. Kids didn't have school yesterday because their school was being used as an election polling place.
Yes.
And so I said, Pranav, what are you doing today? Days off. And he said, well, I did some of the chores around the house, and I've earned myself a brain rot day.
And I like that. That's good.
I said, what is that? And he said, I get to have as much screen time as I want because I've accomplished all these things. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. So then I was thinking, you know, my parents didn't have these incentives. I mean, we had other things like, you know, buy you this video game or you to a baseball, whatever it is if you do this. But I was thinking this would be effective. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Sometimes you have problems, you know, you both have teenagers,
mm-hmm.
with your teenagers listening or doing chores or maybe being home in time. How about this for incentive? Okay. Put yourself in their position. If you say, if you don't do this, I've warned you a million times.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't accomplish this task today, randomly, sometime in the next week, I am going to text you a video of your mom and I having sex. You don't know when it's coming. But it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you complete the task instantly? Instantly.
How are we supposed to get video of that?
Right.
Well, I assume you have it on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
No?
We're just always videoing ourselves.
Well, then you say to your wife, like, honey, I know you don't want to do this with me, but this is kid blackmail, so we have to do it right now.
You'd have to do it first.
That's right. But then you're both on the same page. You're not doing it for enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't know
if you've met the parents
of teenagers, right. Mike. But it's not happening as often. Also,
but I have a common purpose.
I think what I should do is set up a camera and be like, "Honey, I just need the all 22." If you don't know what that means, it's fine. It's just I really want to see it from the wide angle so we get a full picture of how this is happening. You know what I mean? I don't want it zoomed in like I'm seeing
you're drawing on like boom, and then we go in here and there's an arrow pointing there. You're gonna hit the gap hard is what we're gonna do.
Security camera footage.
Yeah, actually, I did look up to see like what are some of the texts because you know I get a lot of texts. I'm texting people and I was like, what is the last thing Viv sent me? And I had sent her a picture that. Like I had taken when I was on one of my walks, and the response I got back from her was slay. And I was like, and then I said, is that good? And then she said, yes.
Darius?
She said, also eat. And I was like,
eat.
Don't worry. That's happening.
I haven't heard eat.
No, eat and slay. Those are like, well, you know, slay is like good. Like, is oh, that, like, that slays. You know, that's good. That's
keep
good.
Giving Zeke the ball. Eat.
Eat is like, oh yeah. Like, well, like that's also like eight where it's like, you ate and left no crumbs. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
You did a good job.
All right, here's another question I have for you, because my soon-to-be 8-year-old says this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just her and her weird friends, does the word sigma
Because we're down with Sigma.
All over it. Yeah. And how is what's the usage? Because she uses it for everything. It's what the Sigma
Bone is so Sigma. That's what I would say.
What is Sigma?
It's like Sigma, it's like a stream.
It's like the Greek term, basically.
It's in a stream of like positives is the way I would best describe that. Like, oh yeah, that's so Sigma Rizzler or whatever.
Like you've got charisma, you've got clout, you've got some good things going on. Jack's thing, he said to us, he came down and was showing off one of his outfits that he had picked out, and he said, "Mom, Dad, drip or skip." That was
drip or skip.
Well, skip drip
I,
or skip.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I get it.
But I mean, what is drip? Mom?
I don't know if you want your mom to say drip.
What is drip? What's drip
good
to
call.
You? What does drip mean? What do you, when you
What's
have drip?
Drippy?
Like it's good. You
drip. Yeah.
Yeah. You're wet.
No. It doesn't mean that. It means.
Is that
the
like your style? Kinda?
It means the
like
clothes the, are yeah. on point. You've got like the, drip. Like you've got style.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, it's like,
it
hey.
It doesn't mean style. It doesn't have anything to do with the level of moisture.
Don't say wet. Maybe think of the owner in Draft Day.
It's moist.
Right? Gotta see him get wet.
No, you. I will also add, if you haven't heard, like Ohio. Isn't Ohio one of the ones,
Brian
Timmy?
Cox, is that who that is?
No, Frank Langella.
That's right.
Yeah.
Timmy, isn't Ohio in the mix with like Sigma, Toilet, Skibbity, the whole thing, right? It's all that, right? It's all in there.
Toilet, Skibbity.
It's all in there, yeah. It's all there, baby.
What are we doing?
We're cooking. Let him cook.
Crispy. We're crispy,
Timmy,
too.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Yes, let him cook.
Yeah. He's him.
He's cooking.
You know, we make fun of this stuff, but think about what we've contributed to society.
Oh, I know.
I mean, there are people who go home and every ip word is, yep. Yep.
No,
skip,
I yep. fully, what I am telling you is,
we've done it.
I will be in 10 years. Like when the first person came home and was like, man, that sucks. You know, beer's like, how dare you? And now it's like, you've got 80-year-old men on TV just being like, I don't know, Bill, that sucks. Like, it's just a part of the, it's the verbiage. And so now
the
that'll be.
Drops it in the homily.
Right.
I got to tell you, that sucks.
I'm actually texting Jack right now trying to get the lowdown on what the newest phrase is out there.
You're going to have like 20 years from now, someone's going to be doing a call for like, you know, investors and be like, anyway, fourth quarter this year, Skibbity. It's like, oh, wow, we're going old school.
Oh, you're dated, Sigma.
Throwing it back. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. Now I know. I thought it was maybe just her and her weird friends, but
no,
it's everybody.
No, you're good.
You're kind of Sigma lately.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop being so Sigma, dude.
Sigma's good, though.
It is good.
Yeah, but it's too. Yeah. You're being too sick.
Oh, too sick.
Too sick.
Too wet.
Did you see him wearing that cardigan the other day? The drip on that?
The drip.
Cardigan!
Dripping wet. Soaked.
Could be a good one. Soaked. That could be a good one.
Yeah.
You're so drippy, you just come in, you're soaked.
I'm going to ask Viv for some slang. She'll get us hooked up. She knows the drill.
Just thinking of other words now.
Are you Chapel Roan?
That's
when
that?
That's what she says a lot. That's not slang. That's just a woman who sings songs. She's great.
Pink Pony Club.
Yeah. Let's go. That's a banger. That's great. Never heard that? Come on. Teddy, you love Pink Pony Club, right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
All right. Sigma, Wild Card Wednesday next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown if you need to travel northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies. During Dell Technologies' early holiday savings event, save on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Shop Dell.com/deals. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bone's analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man is out at the Pink Pony Club right now.
believe he's trying to find out if he is, in fact, the Rizzler.
I didn't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Where do you work? Do you work here?
Teddy usually comes out and gets me. I was just sitting there talking to Fish.
That's your job.
Who's our boss? He's our boss.
He's our boss.
He says, I want to sit and talk to you.
Does he not set the clocks? I don't know if you know what time it is. There's a show going on right now.
Can I tell you something, though?
What's that?
I have, since we moved into this building, I've always said, give me a clock out there.
Oh, I understand.
We have studio clocks all over the place here. Big red letters. It tells numbers 4:36 and 34 seconds. I can see it.
Right.
Why don't we have one of those outside of the studio so we know?
I don't know if you're aware of what time our usual return from programming is, but it's not the time that's on here. So even if we had a clock, you would have noticed that we are way past the time that we come back. We were super late.
Right,
and
you
still wouldn't have been here.
Late. Have you met the other shows on this channel? Weren't super late. All right. Been talking to, intern Lindsay again.
Yeah.
Be quiet. How about this?
Okay.
We got a digital clock out there.
Yeah.
And when we're 1 minute away from coming back, the numbers turn red.
Then we have to get a different clock because these numbers are already red.
No, I know. We get a different clock.
Oh, I see.
Where the numbers are white.
Oh, white.
Normally,
white
tells you numbers. The time.
Right.
But when you're less than a minute away from coming back from break, turns red. So it alerts you, break's about to end. Mm. Go back in the room, fatty.
That's right.
You don't like that idea?
What I like is the fact that Teddy, even though it was 100% his fault, he now has made it someone else's fault by saying an engineer
You're right. Ted never does.
An engineer should have gotten a clock together to tell me when I could come back to the studio.
Is that not a good idea?
I think it's fantastic.
Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems around here?
I just don't know how it's going to work. It'll have to be synced up to like the board.
I mean, maybe if there was a red clock outside the building today, you wouldn't have missed our meeting. But
I just want to point out,
a lot of things on our minds.
I have been on time. And here for everything today.
You have been.
I have been.
Right.
Although I was late to the meeting by a minute because I was listening to music and Fish had to come tap me on my shoulder and be like, we're getting ready to meet now. And then I walked in. Yeah. But I was right there. I was right next to it. I could have just easily walked in.
I know.
I was listening to Better Lovers.
What's Better Lovers?
Oh, heavy band.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound heavy.
Well, it's a mix of two bands. I've talked about this before. They are a mixture of a band called Every Time I Die. It's some of those members. And then it's the lead singer from a band called Dillinger Escape Plan. And they play very mathy hardcore that involves...
Why wouldn't you just combine the two names, like Every Time I Escape?
Because they're already established bands. The Dillinger Escape Plan still tours. They have gone back to their original lead singer. Every Time I Die broke up. So they don't do that. They have their stuff out, but this is Better Lovers. I was listening to them.
Back when I was banging, I was known for my mixtapes. I'd make very good mixtapes, right? And then I would give them to my friends, but I would have like labels that I'd put on the cassette and I'd make artwork.
Okay.
For the mixtapes.
I like that.
But I'd give them all clever names depending on which bands I had on the mixtape.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was Better Than a Third of Gin and Tonic.
Let me figure it out.
Go ahead. See if you can figure it out.
Better Than Ezra.
Yes.
Third? Third Day.
Third Eye Blind.
Oh, Third Eye Blind. Third Day's a Christian band. I figured not. What was the rest of it? Better Than a Third.
Of Gin and Tonic.
Of Gin and Tonic. Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms.
And what?
Tonic? And Tonic.
Oh, just the band Tonic.
Band Tonic.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
I like that.
And I would deliver them to my friends. And then I always wondered why girls wouldn't let me touch them. Oh, really? Oh, you like me like a brother? Okay. Here's a tape I made.
Right.
And I drew a little picture and I gave it a nice name.
Yeah, I think, but you know what though? You were trying to make it interesting.
I was trying too hard.
Yeah. I actually did that with two of my favorite bands, Porno for Pyros and Rage Against the Machine, and I just called it Rage Against the Porn. That worked for the Christian scene. That was good. When I showed up with that mixtape, they were like, no, we can play that. It was great.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He's doing his Jake Paul fight. Is that this weekend?
I think it's the 15th or 13th.
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, which one is it?
It's Jake
from
State Farm.
Mike Tyson says he lost 26 pounds and was, his quote, not mine, defecating tar after his bout with a bleeding ulcer. Remember, because he had to pull out.
Oh, what?
I had to pull out.
What in the hell?
He had to pull out of the fight previously. Had the ulcer. Said he was defecating tar.
I'm going to vomit blood, so this is great. Nice. Glad we're doing this.
Mike Tyson would also like to talk to you about a plant-based diet and weed. I'm just saying, I hear all the time how healthy.
I don't know how many people are on who have like smoked weed or like, and then I turned into, I was laying down asphalt.
But I just love how, this is healthy. You don't know what's healthy. You ate a burger.
You just told me you defecated tar.
Right. Yeah, that's.
Also, I'm reading an article about, what's the guy that Mike Tyson fought? Is it Peter McNeely, Ted? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So back in the day, he fought a dude named Peter McNeely, kicked the crap out of him.
Very easily.
I guess recently, Peter McNeely's wife unexpectedly died.
Oh, that's too bad.
That is too bad.
Horrible.
And so Mike Tyson called and offered his condolences, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this article I'm reading, the headline is, Mike Tyson shows his true colors.
Okay.
I'm glad he called. That's nice. I think sometimes we forget because Mike, he's in The Hangover. He's funny. He's a convicted rapist.
Right. Went to jail.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a convicted rapist. This is not like, you know, Matt Lauer's icky. So we had to fire him from the Today Show. As bad as that is.
That's bad.
Okay.
But he didn't your point is he didn't go to jail.
Went to federal prison for rape. Then when he got out, ate a man's ear.
Yeah.
That's right. Went on to daytime television and talked about how he was a prostitute hunter.
Yes. That was post Hangover, right? I mean, that was well after the Hangover stuff had happened. He is.
But he called someone after their wife died. And we got to write a story about it.
That again, it almost like humans are complex and occasionally they can do nice things, even if maybe they aren't all the way nice. I don't know. I'm with you. I feel like if someone were to be convicted of that crime, it would be nice to hear them say, you know what? I also realized that's not a good thing to do. I don't know. Have we ever heard him like apologize for that? I have no idea.
Well, here's Mike Tyson.
I was a prostitute hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people enjoy like his competitive spirit, which is fine if you didn't think that maybe he hadn't also committed horrible crimes like that.
Well, who was it? It was Robin Givens, too, right?
I mean,
she said he used to just beat the crap out of her, too. It wasn't just.
Yeah. Again,
I'm in the state of my listen. I'm 36 years old, going to 36. I never dreamed of living this long. I never dreamed of fornicating with as many beautiful women as I did. I'm having as much money as I did, and having as beautiful and intelligent kids as I did. So if I was to die tomorrow, I've won. I've won.
I'm going to use the word fornicating enough.
You don't have the Jim Gray interview in there where he talks about how he hurt his back, do you? That's one of my all-time favorite Mike Tyson quotes.
I don't think so.
Where he's like, I think it's Jim Gray interviewing after a fight. He's like, what went wrong? And he's like, I hurt my back. And he's like, well, how do you mean? And he goes, spinal. And just.
Spinal.
I hurt my back.
All right.
Spinal.
All the news and notes you need as we go on campus coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between 23 and 315. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Follow the podcast. Follow, subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast.
That too.
Of this dumb show, wherever you get your audio, just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click, subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Before we do, on campus, we were talking about Mike Tyson in the last segment. And now he's really like a character. He's like Grimace. Just a fun character.
Okay.
Kids can be around him. It's a good time. He said that when he had his latest ulcer, he lost 26 pounds and he was, his words, defecating tar.
Ugh.
But that got me thinking about one of my favorite awkward interviews of all time, Mike Tyson on the Today Show.
Oh, you're vegan?
Yeah, yeah.
What changed you?
Wow, I need, I just threw up the white flag. There was too many prison cells, too many jails, too many lawsuits, too many bankruptcies, too many women, too many venereal diseases, too many everything. I got tired, I really got tired of, you know, like every time my prostitute girlfriend came back for a trip, I had to sleep with her, you know, so I used to be, I'm gonna live a different life.
Hey,
You made a conscious decision.
You're right, champ.
I'm sorry. I was a prostitute hunter.
Okay, let me stop you there.
I like how the question was, why did you decide to become a vegan?
Right.
I'm not here to talk about the benefits or lack thereof of a vegan lifestyle. There probably is lots of health benefits. If you're a licensed nutritionist or a doctor, you'll tell me that there are. I don't think, though, that you get herpes from eating a hamburger. Why'd you become a vegan? Too many venereal diseases.
I also tell you, I would be much more likely to commit crimes if I went vegan because I would be so angry all the time that I wasn't eating the food I wanted to. I would probably accidentally just, like, be mad one day and then, I don't know, break into a store or something and be like, where are your Kit Kats?
He's just really hungry. Don't pay attention to him. This is an armed robbery. Give me a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bones on campus. The latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Does it jiggle or shake?
Yes.
Schedule your medical weight loss consultation today at reverse-aesthetics.com.
Bone. It's really a crime that makes no sense, right? I'm the one who's vegan, but I break into a store that's already open and yell at them to give me their Kit Kats, which they would willingly sell me, and then I wouldn't eat them because I'm vegan.
Don't put logic into this.
I don't understand what the crime was. Anyway, class of 2026, Cole Leinart. What? That's not his name. Matt Leinart. Cole Leinart. That's his son.
Cole Leinart.
Leinart. Yeah, yeah, I said it right now. His son, Matt Leinart's son, Cole Leinart, is in the class of 2026, and he is committed to SMU. So,
okay.
If you feel old, that's right. 2026, he won the Heisman back in 2004, did Matt Leinart, and, of course, back-to-back AP national titles in 2003-04. His son had offers from Colorado, Pittsburgh, Pitt, and UNLV, number 81 overall rated quarterback in the class of 2026. He joins corner Victor Lincoln as the Mustangs' first two commitments in this recruiting class. They are also they also have a commitment from a four-star IMG Academy prospect named Ty Hawkins in the class of 2025. So there is a guy ahead of him. It's maybe a little more highly touted, but Matt Leinart's son is committed to SMU.
I understand why they don't do this. I get it. But I think that if you win a Heisman Trophy for a university, they should be obligated to offer your offspring a scholarship.
I think that's fair. Yeah, at least as a preferred walk-on or something.
Whatever.
Right?
I'm just saying. I didn't hear USC would be a in there.
No, you're right. They weren't. Mike, he's not good enough to play at the vaunted USC, who currently sits with a 4-5 record in the Big Ten. Anyway,
so we're letting Herbie's kids on the team. Sucks.
Well, that's right. Boise State wide receiver is talking about his teammate Ashton Jeanty, who, you know, good. If you're not familiar with what Ashton Jeanty's current statistics are, you may have heard his name. You may know he's good. He's played 8 games. Currently has 1,525 rushing yards in those 8 games.
That's
he is
good.
On his way, trying to run down Barry Sanders' single season rushing records. But his teammate made an interesting statement here. That would be wide receiver Latrell Capels, who said, quote, "We're playing conference teams. They're trying to let it hang a little bit and stop Ashton from winning the Heisman. All in all, we're trying to win the game, so we're out there winning the game by executing our fundamentals at a higher level than they are. When he was asked to clarify, Capel said he doesn't even think opposing defenses are trying to win these games. He said, they're not trying to win. You can't win by putting nine people in the box every play. So he's saying they would rather give up doing, like, good defensive things to just stop him from running the ball. Now, the counter-argument to that would be maybe they think that's the best way to beat you is by not letting Ashton Gentry
beat you. Your number one weapon, so we'll try and minimize him and make you throw the ball down the field.
But to his point, the Broncos just came off a win over San Diego State in which they threw for 322 yards and four touchdowns. Capel's caught six of those balls for 90 yards and three of those touchdowns, so he had a great day. He's not obviously complaining. He's just pointing out that these teams want to overload on the run. They'll burn you on the pass.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
there is also the possibility that you're just better than them.
Well, yeah, I think that's his point is you can't just load up and stop him. You got to stop all of us. And they can't now.
All right.
That means you're a good team. By the way, the record Barry Sanders has for NCAA rushing yards, again, I told you, Ashton Gentry, eight games, 1,500 yards, good. In 11 games, Barry Sanders in 1988 ran for 2,628 yards.
2,600 yards in 11 games.
He averaged 238 yards per game.
What was his yards per carry? Does it say?
It doesn't say. It's I just have the yards per game. I'm sure I could look that up. But yeah, that's... and again, Ashton Gentry's still very much in the mix to break that record because they play many more games now than 11. Right. But yeah, he's going to have a few more cracks at it. Would be still cool if he even comes close to that.
You know, sometimes we use this platform for change and we get things done, and then sometimes the change happens and we regret it. I'm very upset with myself for something. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are stop and go and causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road. And you're going to hit a small delay on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lessit. The Ohio Laborers Union, they're more than just hard hats and tools. They're the backbone of Ohio's infrastructure. Constructing vital projects that shape your communities, their skilled laborers pave the way for smoother commutes, ensuring safe and efficient travel on Ohio roads and highways. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically the ESPN Bet Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's the place to be.
It is.
Look, I like to sit on my couch and open up the ESPN Bet app and put in some rock hard picks like everybody else. But sometimes you want to be around the action. And if you're craving action, because breaking news, there's a whole casino also around the sportsbook. So you can play other things. Sportsbook, casino, food, drink, everything you need is at Hollywood Casino Columbus inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by today. Yeah. Bring the kids. It's family friendly. But only if your kids are 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Mike, speaking of kids, I just looked at the YouTube chat.
Oh, no, don't tell them that.
What do you mean?
Don't tell the YouTubers that's actually her.
Well, they've already figured this out.
Okay.
I see a Vivian in the chat that says, hi, Dad. And then I look at my phone because I'm like, who knows that my kid? And then I look down the phone. She's like, check the chat. So she's watching the YouTube channel and has now entered the chat.
Your 13-year-old has entered our world.
14.
I'm sorry, Viv.
Oh, yeah.
14 years old has entered the chat. She's now in our world. She'll never be the same. This is the day.
When, I know.
When she grows up and talks to her psychiatrist, which she's going to have.
Of course.
She will point to November 6th, 2024, and the psychiatrist will say, oh, sweetie, were you upset about the election?
Yeah.
And Viv's going to say, no, that's the day I went in my dad's YouTube chat for his radio show, and it ruined my life.
Downtown Dad has already offered to take her gambling, and I'm just like, come on, dude. She's got to be 21 or older. You can't do that yet. Come on. Yeah, so we have, yeah, so thank you to the chat for being nice to my daughter. That's very nice of you. I told her to clean her room.
Good. So. You know, we have a platform here. We have microphones here, and, you know, sometimes we can bring about change. We brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. You and I single-handedly brought those back locally and then nationwide.
We did. And I that's still my go-to breakfast item at McDonald's, is that.
And I've made a joke out of the fact that we have a little fan cafe upstairs here in the office, and they stock it. This company that stocks the fan cafe with the most disgusting pre-made, pre-prepared food. I mean, just rank chili dogs, sloppy joes, something called cowgirl pasta salad, which tasted like a used Band-Aid. I mean, it was just awful, rotten stuff.
Yeah.
And we shame them. We shame them. And we've done taste tests. Poor Timmy Hall
has eaten. He's eaten so much of this garbage.
He's eaten it all. And he had the chili dog, and it was so vile that he had to spit it out. And then he got sick.
And he was gone for days.
He was supposed to do a celebrity softball game the next day.
He couldn't do it.
And couldn't do it.
Couldn't get off the John.
I mean, it was so rank, all the food up there, that encouraged us to write this song that's called, well, you know what it's called.
Midday munching, getting you down, turning that smile into a frown. A little protein goes a long way. Head upstairs to the fan cafe. Chili dog sitting in the fridge. Smells so bad it makes you cringe. I'm sure it's fine, how bad can it be? You'll regret it, boy, I guarantee. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled. Ass on fire, I think Timmy's dead. Run right home in a hug the bowl. Your bowels are losing all control. Spewing out of the front and back. Lava erupts out of your crack. You feel like you're about to die. Kiss that softball game goodbye. Gotta throw out your underwear. Learned your lesson, buyer beware. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled. Ass on fire, I think Timmy's dead. Massive explosion out of your caboose. You only ate it on the lark. Now your friends all call you Skid Mark. You can't look your wife in the eye. Something crawled up your butt and died. Oh my God, what a big mistake. You have the world's worst tummy ache. Ass on fire, please make it stop. Ass on fire, what the hell is this slop? Ass on fire, I feel misled.
All right, so here's my point. Thank you.
That took a while to get to this part, but now we're here.
Here's my point. I go up there today, and they've completely revamped the food. I mean, it's classy looking stuff. They've got frozen Jimmy Dean products in there.
Yeah, they also have the. Now, if you're familiar with gas station food, you will know this brand instantly. Big As Burgers and Sandwiches. Good brand. Microwavable foods. They do a hamburger, cheeseburger deal.
You bought one.
They also do a spicy chicken sandwich. And I bought one. And I got to tell you, I said I bought it unironically because I'm like, I've had these things. They're not bad. And I heated it up and it was great.
I know we've shamed them into changing the food for the better. You know, people who work here can enjoy an actual snack that's not going to make them barf.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I feel sad now that we're not going to have that slop up there to mock and make fun of and
taste test and get dysentery. That was fun for the whole group.
I went up there. They didn't just improve like the cold food, like the fridge items. They improved the actual, because they have a snack area where they have candy bars and little cupcakes and stuff like that. They have the Mrs. Freshley's honey buns.
Oh, I do like those.
You've bought those for me before because you know how much I like those.
Yeah.
Number one, I think they have about 1,800 calories.
Yeah, they're bad for you. They're terrible. Breaking news. Bad.
But they have got the thickest icing I've ever had on one of those, like, you know, Hostess type of honey buns. And they are unbelievably delicious. And I've never seen those up there. Now they got a whole product line of Mrs. Freshley stuff up there. It's good.
They revamped everything. But the good news is I still have one of their disgusting Tex-Mex Sloppy Joes in the freezer.
Oh, that's
I still
right.
have it. It's still in the freezer. It's ready to go.
I meant to tell you something about that. Go ahead.
What? I was going to say we should take it out and have one last, you know, poisonous taste test.
We should. You were on vacation the other week, and I had, on a Thursday, I had taken that out of the freezer and put it in the fridge to get it to thaw out a little bit so then we could heat it up.
Yeah.
Because it's not frozen. It's in that compartment. It's just cold. It's just refrigerated. Well, I thawed it out. I said, Timmy, we're going to eat this on the show today. And he said, no, not doing it.
First of all,
Friday, he said, I'm not interested in doing that.
Timmy doesn't dictate content.
I understand that, but I also, Timmy had a bit of a week. So I said, you know what? That's fine. I will lay off of it. He said he wasn't feeling well anyway, but it was thawed and was going to be consumed on this show.
Did you throw it out?
No, I put it back in the freezer.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was hoping we picked up a little bit of something, like maybe some trichinosis got loose in there, and then we'll freeze it, and then we'll heat it up. Don't worry, Mike. The microwave's going to kill all that stuff.
That's true.
Fine. Yeah, microwave just obliterate it. So we're good. So if you want to eat it, just know it's been thawed, and now we're going to re-thaw it and then heat it.
Ken Griffey Jr. says he spoke to Bronny James. He says he gave some advice. He says, I did tell Bronny to just relax, enjoy it, be you. You're not going to be him. Nobody is him. When I got there, talking about Major League Baseball, my dad told me, this is your team. I'm just here. And he was dad at the house and teammate at the ballpark. But like I said, there were times I rode home with mom. It was much safer. Okay, that's very nice advice and all that. And we've discussed this. The difference is, Ken Griffey Jr. was rightfully on that Mariner team because he was good.
He was a phenom.
Yeah. Right. Bronny James is on this team because it's a favor to his dad.
Well, yeah, I mean, his dad obviously wants his son to be on the team. He played enough college basketball to say, all right, theoretically, I guess you could be a professional. But now he's going to the G League. He's not playing in these games. He hit his bucket when he was in Cleveland. So that was a nice little gift there. They gave him the net for that. But no one is under any delusions that this guy is, like, at any moment could become the next LeBron James. No one has any thoughts like that.
Teddy, I got this for you. I don't know if you heard, but Trump won the election last night.
Is that right?
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah. So Rory says that a Trump presidency should clear the way for the PGA-Live merger that we've been waiting for, because I guess he's got friends in both places, PGA and the Saudis, and Rory thinks he can bring them together.
Yeah, he said that he could fix it in 15 minutes, so I figured this will get done pretty quickly.
He's not the president yet.
Once he becomes president, he said, 15 minutes.
In my mind, everybody has a to-do list. On his to-do list, it's, you know, war in Middle East.
Yeah.
Border.
Yeah.
Live.
That might take a half hour.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get past the other things.
Right.
Yeah.
The
Liv Tyler.
Maybe date.
I was going to ask, is Rory under the impression that Joe Biden was presented with the opportunity to merge these two together?
Well, it was more difficult because of the administration, I guess.
So I see.
He's more open.
Yeah,
he had a better relationship working with the Saudis. Yeah.
I didn't know they had to talk to. I didn't know they had to.
Well, they golfed at his. They golfed at his some of his golf courses.
Oh, Trump's. Right. Well, yeah, right. I know that. I'm just saying. Yeah, I didn't know
the relationship with him.
I didn't know the president had to be involved in like the crappy merger between the PGA and the Liv.
If Joe Biden were in on those negotiations, Bone, what would that sound like?
Hey, I'm just saying. Got to get this together. Got golf going on. Not playing enough golf. And by the way, for what it's worth, I don't know what the DJ is, but let's get some music going.
And they would just play. Yeah. They would play your song. They would play your Ass on Fire song.
Everybody can get down with that.
Yeah.
All right, I got some NFL college news. That was a great tease.
NFL college news.
You know what? Hell with that. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
You know what? I, too, attended NFL college, and it made me the man I am today.
It's NFL news that has to do with college football.
I see.
And the players who declare for the NFL. Is that good?
No.
All right.
It's not.
I also said I want to ride a grizzly bear to work.
You did.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown due to some police activity that's blocking the right shoulder. If you're on southbound 71 on the north side at East Broad Street, expect it to go slow from 670. We also have a slowdown on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save up to $180 on select sets of four Bredesteine tires. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid November 1st through November 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
This one comes from Annie Hockhausen, who says, "My guys, this is inspired from a work conversation. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in a store? About 10 years ago, I witnessed an elderly woman in a nightgown shopping at Walmart. She bent over to grab a pack of Coke from the bottom shelf and unfortunately revealed everything underneath. Hashtag no underwear."
Well, I had quite the experiences when I worked at Spencer Gifts.
Oh, sure.
Inside the mall I was a teenager. My favorite story, I have many, but my favorite story is elderly woman and her elderly husband. When I say elderly, I'm talking like late 80s.
Yeah, right.
Can't stand up straight. The guy had to lean on a t-shirt rack.
Okay, yeah. He's older.
Yes.
Very old.
So the woman comes up to me and says, "Excuse me, do you have any Pop Rocks?" And we sold like candy by the register. Yeah. So I said, "Yes, we have some right here." "No, I need boxes of Pop Rocks." This is before, you know, like big warehouse stores and you can just buy stuff online. So I said, "All right, I can go in the back and see if I have, you know, more boxes of Pop Rocks." So I come out with these three big boxes. Yeah. And I said, "How much do you want?" "I'll take them all." Well, there was no way for me to ring these things up without scanning them individually. I couldn't just ring up the whole box of Pop Rocks. So I'm standing there and I'm boop, boop, all these packages of Pop Rocks. And I'm trying to make conversation with this woman because we're just standing there in silence. And I said, "Do you have a lot of grandkids?" And she's in here buying tons of candy.
Of course.
Right?
Makes total sense.
And she looks at me straight face, no embarrassment, matter of fact, "No, my husband likes them for sex." Okay. Boop. We'll just sit here in silence. And I look back at the guy and I'm like, maybe I misjudged this guy. And he's like,
right.
He can't even stand up.
No, Well, I guess
he
probably
can get up. Well, he can't stand up though.
To each their own. I used to work at a Walmart and I don't know if you're familiar. I'm guessing they still probably have these, but when I worked there, this was in high school and the Walmart had a bin for like rubber balls, like, you know, the kind that are like a bouncy ball that a kid would have, right? Yeah. They're squishy, they're soft, they're very light. You can fit a bunch of them in these and they're like 6-7 feet tall, these things, right?
It's impossible to walk past one of those and not pick up a ball.
Yeah, right.
I would always pick up a ball.
Right. So, well, this one, it was like I said, 7-8 feet tall and the top is where you like, you threw them in at the end of the night or when they were restocking it. But then at the bottom, there was like a place where you could pull one out.
Right.
Well, we were going through and we were looking at the ball pit and we looked like there was a jacket in there. But then we realized it was like a green and yellow jacket. Then we realized there was a hand coming out of the sleeve. There was
the dead body?
No, there was a man sleeping in the ball pit in that display. So we had to imagine waking this person up after apparently they crawled in there at some point throughout the, I worked like 5 to 9 or 5 to whatever it was, something like 5 to 10. I forget, but it was, you know, after school. So I don't know how long this gentleman had been in there, but he was out. So I don't know if he did this in the middle of the day. I don't know if he had crawled in there like the night before.
He could have been there for 2 days.
We have no idea. So me and this other guy that I worked with, we shook him a little bit and then he moved and the ball pit's going. And it's just, and then we're looking around like, oh my gosh, are there kids around? Like, and this guy gets out. He just kind of like, and then just walks away. And we were like, you know what?
See you tomorrow, Phil.
And we watched him and he headed for the exit. And we're like, I think our job's done. Like, we didn't do anything else. We just were like, there he goes, yeah, I guess.
Pretty weird.
I don't know what to do there. Should we have called someone on that?
Probably.
Yeah, we didn't. Just let him walk out. Am I supposed to have more here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
while you get more, I'll tell you this. Yeah. The NFL is extending the deadline for players in the college football playoff to declare for the draft. So they're saying, hey, you're going to be in the playoffs. You may not be thinking about the draft, so we'll give you some extra time. Now you have until January 24th. The new date.
That's a lot later, right? Yeah, so wasn't the previous day like January 5th
something
or 8th
like that.
Or something like
so
that?
So January 24th is the new date. You can put your name in, and then you have 3 days until the 27th to pull it out again.
Yeah.
Once it's in there on the 27th, you're declared. There's no coming back.
Okay. Well, that's, you know what? That seems fair enough. Again. Seems fair. It's the way it should be.
Teddy.
Have plenty of time to figure it out.
You can't pull it out again.
Okay. We got it. AJ nice. Says, my basement lovers. Beamer and Timmy talk about the best beer. This is a discussion I like that they have. Airport beer, post-lawn mowing beer.
So they have a whole show about Coors Light? Is that right?
Oh, maybe they do. I don't know.
YouTube sponsor Coors Light, which you can see their product placement right here. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, please do it now.
Yeah, there you go. But here's his question. He said, what is the best, their idea there is, when's the best time to have a beer? What's the best feeling when you're, you know, is it like eating a piece of pizza with it? Is it mowing the grass and you're done and then you sip a beer? This is AJ's question. What is the best number two that you can have? Like, what's the best timing for a number two? Here's his example. He says, I got home on Monday from traveling this weekend. That was one of the best number twos I've ever had. Number two on company time, number two at the in-laws, whatever. Tell me what your best number two is.
I'll tell you what mine is. I'm a very anxious traveler. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm one of those guys where if I have a flight at noon the next day,
right,
I'm still waking up every 10 minutes in the middle of the night thinking I'm going to miss this flight.
Sure.
Even though it's not logical. I've never slept past, you know, 7:30 in my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss a flight. And I'm always worried that if I don't go to the bathroom, I'm going to have the urge to go on the plane.
I see.
So I try to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try and sit down and unleash the Kraken.
Uh-huh.
And when I can get a really good one out of my system.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel ready for the flight. That's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. That's a really good one. The one thing that I would say, because I'm with you, like traveling, all that. I have it actually after the traveling, where it's like, we're settled in, everything's good.
You'll store it all up until
then. And
then
it's like, all right, now it's time. The other one, though, is when I used to play sports, the PGD, the pregame dump.
Mm-hmm.
That, because you're like, you're nervous, your stomach's in knots, you're like, we're getting ready to play this game, and then you evacuate, and you're like, all right, it's game time, baby. Like, I felt like Kobe. I just walk out there, I'm like, yeah, here we go. And then I would suck. But I at least thought like everything was, I was as primed as I could be for competition. I was ready to go.
Name dropping with our buddy, Jeff Rimmer, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident. If you're on northbound Hamilton Road at Winchester Pike, emergency crews are on scene, so watch out for that. We've got a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. Okay, Donato's pepperoni lovers, it's time to pick your pep deal. Now get $5 off a large hot honey pepperoni pizza or get $5 off a large pep 150 when you use promo code PEP. Order today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. With the biggest name dropper of them all, Jeff Remmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, by the airport.
Legendary television voice of your jackets. Jeff Remmer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. First of all, I'm sorry for not checking in with you earlier today. I'm sorry.
No problem. I've come to expect it.
Stop.
But Teddy, as usual, was able to step in and make sure everything was okay. Not that it wouldn't be okay,
but in my defense, I did text you last night during election stuff, and I didn't hear back.
I never got a text from you.
What a liar. Wow.
Honest to God. Honest. I never got a text. I would always respond to your text. What was the emphasis of your
I can't of your tell text you on the time? Radio, but we'll talk
okay.
later.
Okay.
Hey,
sounds good to me.
I was up late
moving
last night.
Right along.
Look,
the two of
you can talk about your Jill Stein love affair whenever you want to. Right now, we got things to talk about. We got some hockey to deal with.
So I'm up late last night. I'm watching the election stuff. I'm also watching the Jackets in San Jose.
As I was. Go ahead.
All right. And I lost my train of thought.
Oh, here it is. The Jackets.
Jackets put 51 shots on goal, but they do not win the game. Give me your thoughts on the game last night.
Well, they ran into a goaltender by the name of Vanacek, who's now 6-0 against the Blue Jackets. Five of those wins came while he was with the New Jersey Devils. I do not understand. I think he's a great goaltender. In fact, I was talking to JD about it earlier on today. He is an outstanding goaltender. But for some reason, he can't keep a job. And he was sensational last night in a San Jose Sharks uniform. I didn't think the team played poorly. Of course, earlier on this week, I'm sure you guys are aware, couple of tough practices. Dean Evason far from pleased with the performances back-to-back, giving up 6 and 7 goals in those two games, having difficulty scoring goals, and it's now 5 goals in the last 3 games. But what really hurt me last night was seeing Alexander Wenberg, who the Blue Jackets are still paying. Remember, they bought him out. He's played on 4 different teams since being bought out by the Blue Jackets, the fourth being San Jose, and he scored a pretty goal. As nice a goal, maybe the best goal I've ever seen him score, and it came in overtime and resulted in a 2-1 win for the Sharks, who are at the bottom of the league, but they've won 4 of their last 5, and they looked pretty good last night, but it was Vanacek that bailed them out.
One more thing on the Sharks. I don't want to rehash last year, but yet last year obviously was a terrible year for the organization, but you and I both marveled at the support that this team got from the fans. What do they have, double-digit sellouts last year?
Yes. Oh, the fans are the best in the league.
I know that, and I'm reminded of that because I'm watching this Sharks game. I know the Sharks have been bad. I get it. But Rims, like Max, I don't know how many tickets were sold. There were 1,500 people in that arena last night. There was nobody there.
It's sad. It's sad because the Shark Tank, as it was referred to in its early years, and there were competitive teams, and you could not get a ticket to a game. And, hey, they're in a rebuilding mode. They've got a great young couple of players here in the last 2 years, and the number one overall pick, Celebrini, returned to the lineup last night, and this kid's the real deal. It won't be long before those crowds are back because they love their hockey in San Jose. But it's disappointing to see as poor a crowd as we saw last night. You're right.
How do we read this situation, Rims, with the Jackets, where, yes, the Sharks, they're playing better, but they are not necessarily a great team. When you get thumped by two of the better teams in the league, some of the firepower that they have, you have some tough practices, you come back, and although they lost the game, that was a much better effort, I felt like, from the Jackets. They just couldn't get one to go past that goalie, like you said. Is that a sign that, like, this team seems to respond well to coaching, and over time, as they continue to get a little bit better, some of these younger guys keep growing in their careers? Does that seem like a good sign to you that maybe we see this not just turn into close losses, but some better wins?
Oh, absolutely. And T-Bone, understand, I mean, the team lost its structure in those two weekend games. And when you give up five goals in the first period, as they did on the weekend, it's tough to rebound, and then you kind of lose that structure and you're trying to overcome, and it's still a very young team, and they're going to have bad nights. It happens to all teams, whether they're good or bad. But fact of the matter is, this is a pretty... I was talking to somebody today, and there's so much balance in the league right now. The Florida Panthers are just down the road from me here. They are justly the Stanley Cup champions, and they look like they could be repeat champions. But I look around the league, and I've watched a number of games. I've gone to a couple of Florida Panther games. In fact, might go tomorrow to see Nashville here, who's struggling after all those free agent moves. It's balanced, and you know what? I'm not saying the Blue Jackets are going to be a playoff team, but if they are able to play the way and capable of playing the way they did last week prior to those two weekend clunkers, they could be in the hunt here for a playoff spot most of the year. It is not what we want. And who knows if they really get hot and get healthy again. Kent Johnson is back skating. He could play when the team comes back off the road trip, and that would certainly be a big boost because he was off to a terrific start. This could be an entertaining season here from the Blue Jackets, in my opinion.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Buddies, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your buddies, Rims?
I never refuse an opportunity. Talked to Kevin King at length today, and with the election, I hate to be a politician here, but with the election and the talk of tariffs coming with the new president-elect, you might want to think, if you are toying with the idea of buying a car, getting a car now, because if those tariffs come in and you're interested in an import, be it an Audi or a Porsche or whatever, prices could increase, what, 10, 20%. You're going to get a good deal at Buyers Imports at the airport, regardless of when you buy the car. But you know what? You'll get a better deal. And with all the new 2025s plus pre-owns, I can't think of a better time to head to Buyers Imports by the airport. Whatever you're looking for, Subaru, Porsche, Audi, Polestar, Mike's favorite car, head to Buyers Imports by the airport.
You know, Rims, earlier today we were talking about Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is about to fight again in his 50s. He had a bleeding ulcer where he said he lost 26 pounds and was defecating tar. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you've ever defecated tar, because I'm sure the answer is yes today. But it strikes me that you've never brought up Mike Tyson. It surprises me, in all your broadcasting travels, that you've never run into him. Have you run into Mike Tyson before?
No, I have not. I kind of stick with the best, and there's none better than the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
Gave you your big break.
Well, he didn't give me my big break. I gave my big break for being so, pardon my French, but ballsy and waiting out Ali to finish a major news conference shortly after he had left the heavyweight title of the world, not by his choice, but after being stripped because he refused to go to Vietnam all those years ago. But I told that story today. I did a podcast. You ready for this? I'm expanding my horizons. I did an hour podcast today. A great studio. In fact, they made that studio available to me. I might just have to do my own podcast. Fact of the matter is, it was the guy that got JD and I started with our 110 radio station Sunday night show in Canada and the U.S., and we talked design. It was a design podcast, and I talked about the design of my career. And we talked several other things, talked about hotels and some of the most beautiful hotels that I was fortunate enough, along with the Blue Jackets, to travel to over the course of the last 20 years. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So wait, was this like an architecture podcast? You said design. Is that what it's talking about?
Well, they're interior designers, and I just adopted, hey, this is the design of the career that I developed, and they started asking me interior design questions about, you know, different places that I've frequented. And
that's got to be a hell of a podcast, Rims.
It was an hour long, and they want to bring me back. So,
yeah,
hey,
it's incredible.
Well, give our best to the Hawk Tua girl on the podcast with you.
By the way, if you ever make your way down here to visit me in Florida in the wintertime, I might have to have you on as a guest on my podcast.
Are you starting a podcast?
Well, they've offered me to use the studio. It's spectacular. And they said, hey, anytime you want to come by and put a podcast together, by all means. So it's an open invitation.
It's not an open invitation. You don't have anything yet. When you start a podcast, I will definitely be on the podcast. Trust me.
You know that. You know that. You'll be one of my
on there whether you want it or not.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, by the way, speaking of podcasts, I saw your audition on Channel 10.
You like it?
yeah, it wasn't bad.
All right. I mean, I'm reading the stuff cold, Rims.
Yeah. No preparation.
No. You were good. I would have had a shirt and tie on. That'd be my only criticism. That way you'd look a little more professional.
Buttoned around my neck.
I know you wanted to be Mike Riccardotti in the flesh, so I understand that. But you actually did a pretty good job. You read the teleprompter pretty well. Right. In fact, you read too much of the teleprompter, I thought, when you started mentioning your cohort's name. And anyway, there's some improvement there that certainly could be forthcoming. But
right. Thank
I was impressed.
Thank you, Rimmer.
I was impressed.
We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. And this time, can you call me ahead of time?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And we can talk.
And now that I know you're a home design expert, I'll call you later about the placement of my ottoman.
I may want to talk to Kristen about it.
She didn't design anything in my house. I'm the brains behind that operation.
But hey, this might be a new career for me. I'm open to anything right now.
Okay, you need a beret. All right, bye-bye. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You can expect some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70, and there's a small delay on northbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, you guys, happy wild card.
I don't know if you caught the end of that Rimmer interview where he said he was a guest on a podcast. And I think all of us thought it was one of his hockey buddies. Because why would you have Rimmer on a podcast?
Right.
But
right.
Then he told us it was an interior design podcast.
No, I didn't. I missed that.
Where he said he also talked about hockey, but the design, air quotes, of his career. And I was thinking during the break, imagine if you're like a real fan of that podcast. It's like, man, I want to hear about feng shui. And then you tune in and you hear Rimmer on that podcast. That's got to be the worst podcast of all time.
I mean, I would like if Rimmer got a kick out of interior design and decorating.
But he doesn't. He knows nothing about it.
I would like to hear his thoughts and maybe a little hockey blended in.
Playing,
all right. So it's... thank you for coming on here, Jeff Rimmer.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Talk about interior design.
Yes.
What is your opinion of armoires? Do you feel like they add to a room or detract?
I got to tell you, I had an armoire back in 1924.
Wow. Yes, they've been making them for that long and
yes,
even longer. That's
I'm 200 years old. Jeff, great. Coffee tables have really changed a lot.
When I was
the
a
years.
Kid, we had no coffee tables. There was nothing.
Well, what did you put your coffee or drinks on?
You ate it in the kitchen like a normal person.
Jeff, you went through
you put Folgers crystals in the kitchen.
You went through the shag carpet era. Do you feel
I shagged
scarred?
A lot
do you,
on the
do
carpet.
Do you feel like that scarred you in any way from your design choices, or do you really enjoy a good shag?
I got to tell you, T-Bone, back in 1971, I bought a wicker piece from Ethan Allen in Montreal.
Ah, yes.
And I had a brown...
Nice furniture, Ethan Allen.
Yes, I had... Oh, back then, too, they were banging. I had a brown shag carpet in my what we called recreation room. You may have heard it as rec room. Recreation room. And I bought a piece of wicker furniture to go on my shag carpet. I got so many compliments on that combination, I decided to recreate it in my home just last week. So come on over for a lava lamp and a shag carpet.
Yeah, lava lamps and shag carpets, they go really well.
What would you say about the feng shui in the locker room when Pete Rose kicked your ass?
First of all, I'm not here to talk about my erotic activities like feng shui. She was a fine woman.
Your gal.
We had cultural differences, but she was a fine woman. And I'm sorry it didn't work out, feng shui.
There you go.
Back page, hit it!
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Boom!
Well, man, Mike Tyson, we talked about earlier today, he's gone viral again for a weird interaction he had with a man by the name of Hezbollah Magomedov.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Oh, Hezbollah.
This person's name is Hezbollah?
It's Haz, Hezbollah. Hezbollah?
All right, so
Hezbollah?
Hezbollah.
Hezbollah?
Well, good, because I'm going out to see a movie tonight with my friend, Nazi.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
That's a weird first name.
Mm-hmm. Hezbollah Magomedov. Well, I have news for you. He's from another country. Maybe it's a very common name there. I don't know. Anyway, he was on a podcast called the Hot Boxing Podcast, where presumably they talk
what
all
does that
things
mean?
Boxing.
Right. I hotboxed.
Sure, we got it.
With
got
feng shui one time.
We got it. So here's the thing about old Hezbollah Magomedov. He's an internet sensation. He is not even, just barely 3 feet tall.
You showed me a picture of this guy. He looks like a
toddler.
He's a tiny person.
However, it's not just that he is short of stature.
No,
his face. His features are very childlike. However, he's 22 years old, this guy.
That's
so
shocks me.
He was on this podcast with Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson meets him and picks him up and kind of like grabs him like a child and gives him like a couple, you know, like wrestles with him a little bit and then gives him a little, I don't know, like a little hug and a kiss and stuff like that. He thinks it's like a toddler.
He's kissing him on the face.
And
oh,
this guy
baby.
Is like,
oh, nice
this guy
you.
Is like, get the F off of me, dude. And well, Mike Tyson, he went on another podcast where he was asked about this interaction. He said, I thought it was a baby. And that's just how I act around babies.
He was,
I thought
it was a little baby. He was trying to be nice.
I thought it was a baby. That was a little toddler.
Well, I remember the first time I met you, I just gave you a raspberry on your belly.
You did. It was very
that's a good
endearing.
Way to greet people.
Just pulled my shirt up and
who's
just.
Who's a good T-Bone?
Yeah, that's right.
Good little T-Bone. Mm-hmm. T-Bone, are you doing your radio show today?
That's right. I was like, call me Smitty. And you're like, no, you're T-Bone now.
Talking on the radio.
Oh, that was the raspberry I got.
Yes, that's what that was. You raspberried me.
Buckeye show. I saw DeVere. DeVere is here.
Yeah, DeVere's here.
DeVere
loves
here.
Basketball as well, so I was dying to get his thoughts on what those guys did Monday against Texas. More remnants from the Penn State victory and heading on into Purdue week.
Here. All right, Buckeye show's next. See you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Expect a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And you should keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the left shoulder of westbound 70 on the west side at Mound Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening, everybody. Wells, we'll start with college football as there's another pair of action games on the schedule for tonight. We've got Ohio on the road against Kent State and Northern Illinois. The Mighty Huskies are on the road against Western Michigan. Both of those games will kick off in about an hour at 7. This weekend, second-ranked Ohio State is back at home for a matchup against Purdue. The Buckeyes enter this one at 7-1 on the year. Meanwhile, Purdue, they're just 1-7. They'll kick off at noon on Saturday at Ohio Stadium. And in the NBA, the Cavaliers look to improve to 9-0 this season as they are in New Orleans tonight to face the Pelicans. Tip-off from the Smoothie King Center is at 8 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Valley Ford of Columbus, your connection for the best selection of Ford Broncos and Bronco sports. Breaking sports news, what happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
yeah. Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
Leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm. He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting
an asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.